I will invite our preacher today, our dear Pastor F.P.O.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. I'm surprised that you're this many. Amen. I expected. What did you say? John? Huh? Anyway, you're welcome, amen? You're very welcome. And God is good. God is good.
And he has saved you forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? I didn't prophesy today because Paul messed you up. Amen? So it is Paul's fault. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So you're happy? Glory be to God.
Amen.
There are two people who should be very happy. Where's Moses? To see me. He's not here. And Sam should also be. She's just parking, you know? And Moses should also. And Sam should also be very happy. Hey, hi Sarah, how are you? And who else? Suppose even Mark and Maya should be very happy. They must have slept very well. Even Paige and Evelyn, they must have slept very well. You did? No, the evening was bad then before you slept. You must have had a very good night. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but we are still to Chariko Quintico. Hallelujah. God is good. God is very, very good.
Amen?
Amen? He's good. He's a good God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please welcome with me some friend of mine, Derek. Derek Migani. Amen? And there is a gentleman here. Who has come to me? Hey, give him a big hand clap. Amen?
Just asking that when I heard the angelic voices, and when I heard the name of Jesus, I felt I should have come here also in Jesus. I'm not very here for a long time because I'm just visiting this hotel, but your voices attracted me, and I'm a born again Christian.
Amen.
Where are you from? Which part of Uganda?
Okay, I come from Wero. Mm-hmm.
So you're going back to Wero, or you're staying in Kampala?
I'm still in Kampala. No, I'm staying in Kampala.
Okay, but now you're going back to Wero. Okay. How much is it?
Some 50 kilometers.
How much? Transport?
Just 10,000.
10,000? I don't want to embarrass anybody. Evelyn has 20,000 because the whatever the high, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's someone I promised to send mobile money like a month ago. And I was wondering when I was going to do it, but she has come to visit us today. So, Happy New Year. Glory to God. Now, with the way things have begun, I feel like I should go into the prosperity gospel. Amen?
Amen?
It is easy to set up an environment for that. Eh? But, we shall see. Amen?
Amen?
Glory be to God.
Amen.
By the way, money is not all that a big deal.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
The day you learn that, you prosper. The day you what? You learn that money is not that a big deal. Now there is one thing to say it. Especially, you see, when you're broke and you don't like rich people, it's so easy to say it. Money is not, You don't brought it. Listen, the things people say when they are broke, even when they are not broke, but there's someone, you know, they always, they, when they get there, there's another guy again, they'll say, Bill Gates, money is not a big deal, you understand? Amen? Okay, there's one thing to say it, but there's one thing to demonstrate it, that you really believe what you say, that money is not all that a big deal. And the only way you can demonstrate that is by giving. That is the only way you can prove it to God. You don't have to prove it to anybody else. But the only way you can prove it to God that you believe it, the only way you can let the angels see, because angels see these things, amen, is by parting with it. And without string attached. Amen. Now, that's the other thing also. You know, yes, part with money, but there are strings, you know. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Anyway, the day you learn that money is not that a big deal, and you demonstrate it with works. Amen? When that day comes, you will begin to prosper. Money will begin coming to you because now you will be its master. As long as you still think money is a very big deal, amen, it means money is still your master. You understand? So it will reign over you. It can say, Sidia from Galileo. You understand? You understand? Then when it comes, it gives you instructions. Very simple stuff, but you know the thing I don't taught in school? Glory be to God. Let's say people have gone to school are broke. Then those who didn't go to school are also broke. Because again, it wasn't taught, you know, under a mango tree, where they are not going to school. You understand? Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen? Money is just money. You understand? It's supposed to be a servant. I love what I read some time ago. I read a book. I ordered a book from the States. Peter brought it for me. It's called Biblical Generosity. Something like that. A wonderful book. Amen. Now, to really, you see, how many of you have bought books? Okay, you don't have to put up your hand because you might. You might get embarrassed. A book on giving. Very few people, by the way, buy those books. How to, you understand, very few. You're all learning how to succeed, how to, you know, some guy on TV who's apparently now the best of our, his book's rubbish. But I bought that book, and there's a statement he made. He said that money is like manure. You know, manure is not any good until it is taken like to a garden and spread out to help like some other stuff to grow. He said money is not any good until it is spread out and it helps to bless others. You know, money is like manure. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Your money on your account, the money you piled up because of fear of tomorrow, the fear of what tomorrow holds. It's amazing how people are in peace. They have peace of mind because they have a lot of money in their accounts. But peace. But you wonder where they are in peace. I don't believe they are in peace. But for them, they think in peace. You understand? You know? But you wonder what are they? Now, please, let's save money as the Lord who leads you. Again, don't misunderstand me. Saving money is what? Is very good. You understand? Hallelujah. Anyway, let me leave you alone. Let me come and tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
But those words which I've said have been said by the financial prosperity overseas. Glory be to God. Amen?
Amen.
By Uganda's financial prosperity over sin. Now, the day you also believe that, I don't know what you're waiting for to believe that. I know what you're waiting for. Of course, not all of you, but some of you, you are first waiting for me to pack some, then they try to give how many people, then we collect an offering, and then some stupid guy writes on Facebook, that church collects how many million shillings, then how is it Tuesday? That's what you're waiting for, to say, okay, this guy. Amen? But you see, the wise men did wait for Jesus to first reign, physically reign as king over Israel, for them to come. Man, the guys were wise as a baby. And now, for your own information, they didn't come when he was a baby, a 1 year old. Those things you see, what the wise men came when the king was in a manger, that's not true. You know that? You read your Bibles. By the time those wise men arrived, the kid was like 2 years old. He wasn't in that crowd. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? The other thing, he wasn't born during winter. Those things you see, what snow, that's not true. Amen? Now you can also see why Christmas is not a big deal. Because you know what people are saying about it? It's the birth of Jesus, it's what? Just nonsense, just nonsense. Amen? If it was born during winter, the shepherds wouldn't be out in the night. You understand? Glory be to God. That's the fact I came to change. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you have to know that a few weeks ago, I was appointed by heaven as the financial prosperity overseer of this country. If you don't know what that means, please inquire. Glory be to God. But it's been in the process. Some years ago, I don't know how many, 3 or 2 years ago, I told God that I'm tired of having this little money. Understand? 800,000, 1 month, understand? Giving 1 million. I was like, good, this is taking too long. Why aren't you sending me a lot of money to give? I got tired of giving this little what? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Some of you haven't even begun yet. So I got tired. And I was like, God, where is the problem? If the problem is with me, show it to me, then I can put that in order.
Amen.
Because I want, by the way, anyway, so during that time I dreamt when there was a vacancy, governor, BOU, so they needed someone to take that position. And I was among those people who were interviewed in the dream. Governor what? BOU. And he controls basically government money. You know that? More than I do, Yeah, so the dream ended when the result started to come back. But I got an interview, then the dream ends like that. Amen? Then sometime later, there are some dreams that you have, which are continuation of another dream you had 5 years ago. Sometimes I feel like saying things, because I know that people are going to now take that statement, then please start adding up dreams eventually But anyway, when you twist it and then you knock your head, that's when you will learn to be what? Careful. Anyway, so another dream came like a year later. When now it was like we are back in school, and we had done the math test, the papers were being marked. Then somehow I saw my paper and I had batted, and I was in that, and the whole class was talking about a hard number, which was in that exam, a very hard number. And the answer to that number was what?
75.
I'm the one who had this dream. That's when I was 75. Who remembers that? Yes, that's what I was saying. I shared it a long time ago in Zoe. So the answer was 10, a very hard number. And I'd go to India. You know, but I've done so well. So God, of course, was saying that, you know, 10, tithe. You know, so God was saying, man, tithing is very hard for my children. It's a very hard number. But I'd go to India.
Amen.
Amen. And I even batted the, you know, amen. And again, that would also end it there. But I knew it was a continuation of the what? Governor BOU. Now, like, results now are what? Are like, you have battered. You understand? You know, again, he's talking about that dream which ended with no results. Now, the result. Now, I believe, okay, so a few weeks ago, this dream came when Bishop David Oyedepo, he's the most, let no one deceive you, let no American deceive you. This guy is the one who has the greatest prosperity grace in this, the whole Christian world. It's undeniable. Amen? And so a dream came when the guy came to Uganda, and to cut a long story short, he had anointed me. Me who does this, I don't know when I last read, I think I've only read one book. You know, he has a good idea like about marriage, but I've listened to him. A few weeks before this church began, I think it was like 3 weeks before LAT opened, you know, there's a guy from that church who used to bring me more sermons of his, very many. You know, I know, for example, Mother, you see, very many videos, you know. So anyway, one particular night, before this church opened, I decided to listen to the series of this called Supernatural Church Growth. So in fact, that night, it was a Saturday, I slept late, you know, because I had to finish all of it. So I went to bed like at 2 a.m. Of course, that time I wasn't going to church. So anyway, we wake up, then at around 8 a.m. Sunday, some guy knocks at my door. He knocks at my door and open. Then it's a guy I knew from Zoe, you know. Then he hands me a book by Oyedepo. It was called 30 Years of Ministry. Basically, talking about where he began, where he has reached, and how he has managed to achieve all that he has achieved. So the guy hands it to me and tells me that last night I dreamt when I was getting this book off my shelf and giving it to you. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. You know, I already, you know, so I know that not to mess you up, I was like, but there was that, you understand? So anyway, so now, a year or so later, the guy appears, amen, and he appoints me as a financial prosperity overseer, amen, for this nation.
Amen.
And the first people to prosper should be you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. There is absolutely no reason why you guys shouldn't prosper financially. That is, if you don't make God complicated. Again, now that's the thing. The same thing you do with, some people do with what? Dream interpretation, making things difficult. It's the same way things are making this prosperity thing difficult. difficult. Doing some science brings you. You understand? This thing is very simple. Give with pure motives. You understand? Of course, work. Now, don't give and then sit at home and do nothing. Do what God has told you to do. If I have told you to sit at home, sit. You understand? But very rarely will God tell that to somebody. Unless your God is preparing them for something and they have to fast chill and prepare them. You understand? But this is good young about scholar, you know, man. Amen? But there's again, there is a time when you can, you know, be drawing. You understand? Understand me, please. You understand? So what? Get something to give out of love, and then give, don't tip. Give. You see, there's a guy who sent me a text sometime last week. This is not to post, I'm just saying what someone sent me, amen? He wrote to me and said that I thought I was a giver. He said, I thought I was a giver. Until I spending some time with you. That's when I realized that. And again, now, it has dawned on him that actually he has never been a giver. But he's a giver, but he now for him thinks I am not. But what I'm trying to say is that give. Amen? If you have 1 million shillings and you give away 50, you are not a giver.
Amen?
Amen. Glory be to God. You know this giving thing, man. It is so simple, but you know, educated to any mean people have complicated it. Not educated to mean people. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So anyway, work, get something to give, tithe. Very hard number. But by the grace of God, you can do it. Now where you tithe, now that's your business. I will come to tell you that, please, begin to tithe here. You understand? That is not what. Tithe where God has led you to. For Paul and John, for them, they can't what? They can't tithe anymore. They were told in the divine experience, spiritual experience, that you are supposed to tithe your life. You understand? Katiabobo at this time knows him. They have no what? It is a dream where some woman warned them, told them, you guys better be careful with who? Told them, be careful with that guy. Then she summarized by telling them that, and that is where you should take your time. You know, now, but for the rest of you, you know, just do what you want, led by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you give, tithe, you understand? Do the best you can at your workplace. You know, that's the thing. People are there, but they don't, you understand, they're doing work, they're not working, you know. How do you expect God to favor you at your workplace? You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing there. Simple stuff. This was the doctrine in London, even in nursery. You understand? Amen?
Amen.
And then, be led by the Holy Ghost. Now that's another thing. If Elijah had remained at the brook, he was going to starve. But he had the instructions of God and he moved to where he should go. Amen?
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 So when you've given God as a harvest for his summer, be sensitive to his leadings, what he would want you to do. You understand? He might want you to invest in something, knowing that Abafelebanji, you know, you know, that, you know, that money you saved, some guy can come in 5 minutes and wipe it off your account with your consent. With your consent. Not sidebar, you know, when you go your account, your consent. Say what? There's a guy who called me. Moses! Hey, I am so and so. Working with National Water, formerly at Sovawad. You know, yeah? Yeah. But the bad thing, I was working at night. Yeah? So I had to fast sit down and enjoy. Yeah? Yeah. Because I knew where it was going. So I was like, call me back in 30 minutes. So I can sit and listen to this nonsense. You know those things, right? Amen? There are some people here I know who are playing. Glory be to God. Now that's not what God told me to tell you. Amen? But as a financial prosperity, you know, you have to, get the opportunity to push it in there. Amen? Like Kenneth, Hagin, he was called to preach faith and healing, of course. So every opportunity to get, even if he's preaching about marriage, he will push in faith somehow. You understand? Mark 11, 22 to 24. Glory be to God. Now, isn't prospering financially easy? Even if we tell some sales, you understand? But every time going and researching about interest rates, you know, getting scared over the dollar, you know, when you just give you understand? God is not limited by the dollar rate, you understand? So you're there, but it's good to get to know that info, you understand? It's good, amen? But you don't have to know it to prosper. In fact, most of the guys who know it very well are broke. And some of you don't know they are broke. You understand? Those chaps have. Do you know that the owner of Acacia Mall, do you know that guy is broke? You don't know that? Derek can't even agree. He said, Moses, you don't know what you're talking about. Specializing in telling people about God. You don't know. That guy is broke. That thing is on what? Bimu Baman. No. No, he's not a broke guy. He's very broke, man. Those guys, the same fellows, Village Mall, but they're broke chaps. You don't believe me, but according to my definition, they are broke. Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen? You guys, you can't have. By the way, the whole world, most of these guys are broke. You know, the whole world is. Like it's under that credit system, full of broke jobs, broke fellows, man, but guys have stuff, but broke. Now don't be like them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Instead of borrowing money, first think about giving. What you want to borrow money for? Postpone it. You're not gonna die without it. If you don't have a house right now, but you're renting somewhere, the landlord is not on your case. Before you borrow money to buy an apartment, first of all, you're not gonna die, you're staying somewhere, you're okay. So what's a big deal? When you're gonna be selling kubaba, what loan, but the apartment, But do it if God has led you to, you understand? Again, I'm not putting restrictions that don't borrow money. I'm not saying that. But, you know, there's a better way.
Yes.
There is a what?
Yes.
Glory be to God. Yes. What the Lord told me to tell you, I can say it in 1 minute. So that's why now we can't watch it. 1 minute, by the way. He told me by the 1 second thing. Glory be to God. Paul, I was with Paul yesterday. Enjoying the Manchester United game. Enjoying. Yeah, then Paul reminded, he said that, was it 2011? When Zoe was still at Hotel Travel? That one time I came, I was going to preach. Then I told guys that the Lord has told me to tell you that he loves you. That was it. And then I told them that now we are going to see how to what to add into that. But the bottom line, God has told me to tell you, I love you.
Amen.
Then, now for him, God had told him that today I'm going to speak to you. So he went with his kind of mind. He thought, Prophet Elvis is going to what? He's coming today to give me a word. But it was what? It was me, eh? And the word was what? I say that for a single man. Meanwhile, the moment I say that, God loves you, can chew and take it. Let us see how to burn what? The time. Some chicks, boom, got their bags. You know, never fall over. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, this is a festive one. So I'm not here to preach hard stuff. First of all, I don't know hard things. I don't know what?
Hard things.
But what I'm telling you is so important. You guys are just laughing. And some of you are going to think that you wasted your what? But I've told you about prosperity. You understand? Amen? Glory be to God. So the Lord, now I can tell you what he told me to tell you. Today is, and he told me that on what? I think Wednesday or Thursday. So yesterday I was watching football. I didn't have to care what I was going to say. Because he had told me what? Like on Wednesday. To tell you, basically to say thank you. Amen? Amen? He's not telling you to thank him. He himself is saying thank you to you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
For what you have done for him. What you have done for him, you have honored him in whatever you have done for him.
Amen.
And then he said that because you have honored me, I will also honor you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
It is essentially that. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now we can see what else we can add. But it is essentially that. By the way, I'm very serious. Amen?
Amen.
The problem with some of you, there's a girl here, in fact she's here right now. Like more than a month ago, she came to me here after the service. She told me how she has been in a certain church, then she came to check one, to check this out. Then I preached and she was like, no way. This is not the kind of church man of God was. So I asked her, so what was the problem? But imagine if I, the problem, So she told me that she wanted, she got 5 brands. You understand? You guys were signed up, no games, that's what she want. You know, a man of God, a man of God, not some joker. What? I got a man. So she came, looked at me, saw me, say, Then when she left, then someone, she came back, some story. Then after that, like the third way, she decided. This is a man of God. Glory be to God. So she told me that now she's a member. I was like, well, that's up to you. I don't know what some people expect when they come to tell me that, that they are joining LMT. I know what they expect to meet me. Jump and you know, I just tell them, well, if the Lord has told you, those are yours. Those are yours. Then there are some who come and tell me, sometimes joy is what? I don't know, expect me to, I was like, well, those are there. I have learned, anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 5, Amen? You've honored the Lord. He says, obey. Seriously, God is saying, thank you.
Amen.
For what you've done for him this year. It says, therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed, your house, he's talking to the priest, Eli, amen? He says, I say indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me.
Yet.
Let's stop it. Some stop it. He didn't like command his children to do right there. So he says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Amen? God says that those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Most of you have heard about the grace of God. Now God, because of what Christ did, you know, he highly esteemed you. But there's also a dimension where he lightly does what esteems you. But you're his child. Anyway, let's do the honor bit. Glory be to God. Before some of you come and tell me what Joseph Prince said. Okay? For those who honor me, I will honor. So the Lord says, for what you have done for him, you've honored him, and this coming year is going to honor you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
He's going to honor you.
Amen?
Amen? Now some of you don't believe that because you want me to say it in a vibrant, you understand, I shout and I, you know, but you know, God is not difficult. It's not complicated. He's just saying that. God is going to do what? To honor you. How have you honored him? In different ways. There's so many things you have done for him. You understand? And whatever that you have done for him, amen, he's going to honor you. 2016, you're going to see great things happening in your life. And those will be signs that he is honoring you. I remember years ago, 2011, yes, it was. When did I get married? Bad question to ask. But I remember, I know. Glory be to God. I know. I can tell you. Anyway, a few months later, some time later, after that, we were in Zoe. Then he gave me a prophetic word. I think that time was still in Kamoja. Then he gave me a prophetic word that, you know, God is going to honor you. Understand? So he didn't say what it was going to be. Honor. Now it is left up to you to go and seek God. Or just to wait and see how the honor is going to come. Then a few months later, he's going to wait. Then he calls me. Then he tells me, I want you to be my best man. Now, if Elvis tells you we're going to be mad, I remember that that is the honor. Glory be to God. You know, prior to that, I had never been a best man. All my friends, you know it. Now, my first time it was here. You understand? The prophet to the nations. Of course, at that time, many of you didn't know him. Now you wish you had known him those days. Because now it's difficult to get. You understand? Can't see your move for that. You understand? That is now, I can give it to you. But now, I don't know. He could have changed it last night. Hallelujah. So, that's how God honored me at that time. You understand? Those who honor me, I will honor.
Amen.
Glory be to God. How have you honored him? You know, it's up to you, really. How is he going to honor you? Again, it's up to you and God. But you're going to see signs of his honor.
Amen.
Upon your life.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
John chapter 12, verse 26. Jesus said, that if anyone serves me, let you follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. Then he says, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So how have you honored him? You've honored him by serving him.
Amen.
Amen? How you've served him now, that's up to you. Could have been preaching the gospel, doing some, whatever, serve, whatever. He told you to do that for his name's sake. Amen? He says he's going to honor you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
But this is a very serious time. Amen? You see, you guys are used to difficult, complicated someone. Right? But you know what God wants to communicate is simple stuff. Hmm? God told, who was it, Kenneth again? Someone was like, if someone preaches stuff and you don't take it, what? Just know that wasn't from me. That's what he said. Just know to be able to get it. He has come to impress you with a thousand scriptures. You know, Jesus used to simple stuff. He talked about sheep and goats and then. And this would click. When they wouldn't understand, you'll be shocked. Say, what? Even you? His disciples. Because he was giving what? The sower went through this ground. You know. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen? God is thanking you. This thanking thing began to, like for me, that message of him thanking me. Of course it happened during that Thanksgiving, you remember that time? But then it came again, like, was it 2 weeks ago? It was a Saturday. No, that week anyway. Then the Lord begins to tell me, thank you for the great work you have done for me concerning everything. This chapter, he said, thank you. Then I remember Saturday before Saturday, you know, that day, again, it came so strongly, and God was saying, thank you so much. Now, some of you still haven't done that, but heavenly things are around. You know, he said, thank you so much. And you, yeah, then I think that day, that Sunday, there's someone who came and gave me something, which I won't tell you. Amen. And God was like, it is me who has sent that to you, to thank you for the great work that you've done on that ability. You know, then on Tuesday, and it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. And after he has thanked me the week, then on Sunday, he sent me something precious. Then on Wednesday, man, some drunk guy, man, came and he went, he drove it to me, man, on the road. I'm driving and the guy comes straight at me, head on. I saw it, I've never been involved in such things. They're like, that's the way it is coming for you. This is, I'm driving home, I have like 200 meters to get to my gate. And this guy comes. I'm looking at the guy coming for me, I'm wondering what's up. His eyes are open, but the guy is coming for me. You know, then when you know, that's when he wakes up. He gets out of the car, then he's what? Started. That's when the guy is drunk. You know, 6:30 p.m. But of course I didn't catch why, you understand? The Lord immediately told me that, you know, the devil wants your head because of the great work. He said that is just a sign. But of course he can't what? Touch, but he's mad. You understand? He's mad. There's someone who said, I think it was Joseph Prince, one time he said that if you don't know what God is doing at a certain time, sometimes you can just look and see what the devil is doing. Sometimes it's a clue, Amen?
Yeah.
I remember years ago, man, Elvis got messed up. They used to vandalize his car. You understand? Wakes up and all, everything has been removed, the radio, you understand? Gone. It happened like Friday. Then laptops, I don't know how many laptops he lost, breaking into his car. So he asked me one time, but man, what's this? But you could see it, because at that time, that's when now his what? Ministry was now coming up. Eh? We had left Kamocha. Anyway, it was, you know, man, things happened, Elvis. Eh? But it was so evident that did anybody to mess him up. He was angry. You see it? Eh? And you see the guy who rammed into my car, but I wasn't mad, I had the money to sort it out. Eh? Anyway, you know, but I just knew that this is what the Lord had been thanking me. The, you know, there's something you shouldn't get mad over. Right? Hmm? He was supposed to repair my car, but guys went to the police. My guys were just in short waves in front of my eyes with the traffic here, the in charge, the boss of the over traffic. Guys were doing short waves. But when I told them, for me, I was ready to pay them if it's how much. For the sake of peace, for me, I already had a thank you from God, I'm honored. So now they start saying, ask them how much. Just tell me how much. If you're saying it's my fault, how much? So that I can leave you alone. For me, I'm what? Anyway, it is short wave. They turned it to me, I was like, they repaired my car. I was at peace. That was Wednesday. I had to hire someone's car that Thursday to come for the prayer meeting. Then, it was on Friday. Friday. That's when the dream of financial prosperity was here.
Amen.
You see, the devil senses things in the spirit. Eh? So he could sense something had happened. He can sense angelic activity over you. Eh?
Amen.
And then it starts to mess you up. Eh? Now if you don't, learn this thing, you will respond in a carnal way, and you will even sometimes miss what God has said. You know, the enemy knew that a deliverer in Egypt had been born. Eh? He knew, man, something had happened. Eh? The guy who's gonna mess me up has been born. So he knows it, he senses. Remember, the devil is a spirit. He knew it when Jesus had been born. He knew something has happened. You understand? So the devil knew, man, there is a greater anointing that had come now. You know? Financial prosperity was there over the nation. The drunk guy, man. You understand? That was the ending. Yeah? Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Now, that I thank you, that I honor you, God said it is not stopping with me. He's also thanking you for the great work that you have done for me. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
God says thank you. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? Glory be to God. Luke 22, I think from verse 28, I guess it is. Yeah, also. He says, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He says, but you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You see? That was honor. He said, you are continuing with me in my trial. And then he bestowed upon them authority. Greater authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what is going to happen to you. 12:16.
Amen.
The authority of God over your life is going to be increased.
Amen.
Because you have continued with the Lord in his trials. The Lord is still undergoing trials. You remember? He told Paul, Saul, why thou persecutest me? But it was in heaven, but he said you're persecuting me. Paul talks about the suffering of Christ. To this day, Jesus is still suffering. Eh? He's still undergoing trials. Eh? Amen? Some of the things you go through, some of the things Eric has gone through, and that's the stuff. Eh? You know, trials. Eh? Hmm? Jesus is trying. And say, you have conscience with me. Then he said, therefore, I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed upon me, that you may rule and reign with me in my kingdom, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen? That was authority. And you're going to see that authority manifesting, you know, at an increased level, eh? In your life. Amen? Amen? Because God is honoring you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Many things will happen. Eh? Great stuff will happen. Eh? Hmm? Amen? Some of those things, by the way, some things God, He honors us, and we even don't discern that it was honor. Then the thing passes, then you just get to know in heaven, and then what God will show you, like, remember that thing? It was me who did it for you. You say, oh, I wish I had known, I would have thanked you. You say, well, you know. But, you know, a God does amazing things. I remember there's a preacher in the States, he's called Robert Slidon. He had been traveling the nation, preaching, you understand? So he gets back to the States and he's tired. He's tired. Hmm? So he's in his room, you know, back at home, chilling, watching TV. Hmm? Then, prior to that, someone called him, a friend, called him. He's like, Robert, do you want over? Anyway, he wanted to send him, I think, to the Bahamas, like to chill. He had bought him ticket. Do you want to go? That was like, of course I want. I'm so tired. I want to rest. You know, eh? So he's like, oh, okay, now, ooh, here. You know, eh? So he was thankful, eh? So at a certain point, before he left, he was chilling in his house, eh? Then he says, as he's seated there, Jesus walks in. Ooh, life. Jesus walks in, you know, in the room, and then he tells him, thank you for the work well done. And he lets him know that I am the one who sent you over, those things to go to the Bahamas and have a China.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
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 God knows how to say thank you. God is not like you. God is not like who? Like your neighbor, okay. God is not like your neighbor. God knows how to say thank you. Hmm? There is a bigger thank you on the judgment day. You understand? Eh? But those things begin here. Glory be to God. They begin where?
Here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? So some of these things will happen to you, 2016, and you might not even recognize, but it's God. Then the year will end, say, but God, you told me on a blah, blah, blah. But God will say, but I did, eh? I did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
The other way you honor Him, of course, it is in tithing and offerings, you know? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. If you're a giver, you should know that scripture. If you don't know it, then you're not a giver. Amen? It says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with
new wine.
Amen? You understand? Let's go back. Verse 9. It says, honor the Lord. With what? Your possession. The first time, giving, you understand? Hmm? So if you've been doing that, the Lord says you've been honoring me. Hmm? So how is He going to honor you back? Verse 10. Hmm? You are going to see, verse 10. You're going to see what? I know the verse, but for the sake of you, I don't give us. Who don't know it? Amen? So what's going to happen? You're going to experience plenty. You're going to experience overflow. There is no way you're going to fail to increase financially.
Amen.
There is no way. If it happens to you and you don't increase, just know, go, you understand? You know, anyway, you guys just don't know what it means by God saying something. Whether it is Rema or Logos. Eh? By the way, what is the difference between Rema and Logos? Paul, what's the difference? Logos is what? Now, so you have grief?
Yeah.
You don't have grief?
It's God or God, there's no difference.
Yeah, man. Anyway, now homework. Go and find out the difference between those two words. One is written, one is what? You have remarks, spoken, logos. Now, I used to believe like that. Until a few months ago, I went mad. It was tight, man. Anyway, you go on, what? You can check it out. You can say, then next time I'm going to ask you, I'm going to get five of you at random. Those of you who have been here, yeah, I see all of you. I won't get some guy who was in here. Amen? Logos and Rema. After that, you'll be very careful. You'll either abandon using those words, those two words. Anyway, you can, anyway, but you're going to be filled with plenty. And for those of you who are drunkards, your vats are going to flow with what? Glory be to God. I'm not the only one with that vats. You guys are looking at me strange, but it's there. Who wants an overflow of new wine? You have to get drunk, you know. Hallelujah. It's the word of God. Okay, you can have a lot of wine, but you drink cola, you understand? You know? But it will still be more wine. But again, I told you, please don't let me know that you take alcohol. You take it, but don't let me know. Eh? I'll lightly esteem you. Eh? I'll start thinking you think that every time I see you, eh? Yet I know the Bible is not against drinking alcohol. Eh? Yes. But this thing now, that's why they're hard to understand. Eh? The Bible is not against it. Jesus made wine. And he didn't make juice to wine. Don't twist scripture. However, there are people God has told that man, don't. You understand? So I would advise like God, those are scriptures are there, you are in there, whatever, but don't. Leave that thing alone. But you understand? Leave alcohol. You would get messed up. But you have scripture, but you'd be a messed up wreck. Okay? So, overflow, you have to increase financially. There is no way it can fail you. To me, I just don't understand how increase can refuse. I hope you got for you concerning this giving thing, and you cannot tell me like that. Wow. You just can't tell me that. However, you know, so we just see, it's not working, man. If I tell you that I'm giving, of course, it's a man. There's no one who can tell you no. I'm not giving. He's like, yeah, I give. You know, let me give this story, but I don't mean any bad. You know, it's just a story, and it doesn't at all depict someone's life. This is my late dad. Okay? It doesn't depict his giving habits, but just a story. You understand? Yeah. So anyway, I'll talk to you. With my dad. So I'm talking about him, man, when I was on campus, I had the audible voice of God telling me, if you join for the bed, those of gang are receiving, you will never see financial, you know those things. Basically, you never be lack. So we see, we talk, and I told him now, like the pocket money you gave me, at first, I take off the tithe, scatter, you know. Then my dad would be there. You could see him, he's waiting for me to stop, to finish, eh? Then he can now give his what? Also, he's to tell me how he gives. Again, I say, he doesn't depict what? You understand? Glory to God. Simon might begin crying as you. So anyway, as you sit, you could see a girl was waiting for you to stop like this. Eh? So when I would stop, he'd say, let me tell you. He said, you don't know. Let me tell you. Say it. What time is it? He told me, as you don't know. Say, I have never told this to anyone. But he told me how once in a while, he will go in his wardrobe, get his old shirts, get his old stuff, old. Gonna there when you walk, then just don't tell anyone. Then he goes, come out and gives the beggar. Say, don't, no, I've not told this to anyone. In his accent, you know. Now I look at this guy. Now old stuff. Now for you, you see now that's it. He's a giver. But again, I'm saying that is not depicting him. But concerning, if you're basing you're giving, now you give out old clothes. Now you are not a giver. But having said that, you never used to give. But now I'm talking about what. The calling subject, you understand? You see, people are there to just feast, what? Same thing, my mother said that, blah, 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 you know, when they give, and you know, but I'm talking about what? Otherwise, you can make someone here begin what? Begin crying for nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So, the honor that is coming to you includes financial increase. Because you honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your what? Increase. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Amen? Remember that God is not what? Now, some of the things you've done for your fellow brethren. Amen? Those things that you've done for one another, helping, you know, you've been doing it unto the Lord. He said that whatever you do to the least of these my brethren, you have done it what? Unto me. Amen? So Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 to 14 says that beloved, you know this verse, he says, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not, now this is powerful, verse 10, for God is not unjust to forget your work. Some of you are unjust. You forget great stuff, but now God is not like you. Amen? God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, and you haven't stopped. You do minister. Amen? Then he says, verse 11, he says, and you desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Throw with me, amen? For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, that is what God is saying about you. He said, sure, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. Glory be to God. But remember where we began from verse 9. You have ministered unto the saints. And you say that you have done it for me. You understand? Then it says here that surely, in blessing, I'll bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply you. The problem is, some of you have been born again for many years. You have had all the things, God is going to blah, 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 you know. That is it. Every word end of year, this thing is not. But now I'm not speaking what? Empty words. Amen? I'm not speaking. I'm speaking what the Lord told me to tell you. To tell you that, thank you. Amen? He's saying that because you have honored me, I will also honor you. And these are some of the ways he's going to honor you. He's saying, surely, blessing, I'll bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you. Glory be to God. Expect these things to happen in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And as I end, Psalm 91. Psalm 91 from verse 14 to 16. It says, to you, because you have set your love upon God, therefore, God will deliver you. He's going to set you on high because you have known his name. Amen?
Amen?
You shall call upon him and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and he will honor you.
Amen?
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 Amen? Then it says, with long life, he will satisfy you, and he will show you his salvation.
Amen.
You can even add the word, great salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Because you have loved him, you have known his name. Amen?
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 Amen.
So he will deliver you. He will be with you in trouble. You will call upon him. And he will answer. He will honor you. Amen. With long life, he will satisfy you. And show you what? His salvation. Glory be to God.
Amen.
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 So do you receive this thank you from heaven?
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to honor you. First Samuel 2:30, he said, those who honor me, I will honor. And we should just stop there. We shouldn't go to the beat of what? Life is still in you. Because it doesn't refer to you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Father, we thank you. We thank you, precious Father. Because you have loved us with an everlasting love. And you have called us with loving kindness. Father, we thank you because you highly esteem everything. For this is your house. This is your abiding place. We thank you, Lord, for so many things you've done for us. And we thank you for you are appreciative. Remandes de yere di kala Solomon. Rike yele mende si kala mando zondo kamama. Ramandes de yere mende si kala mando mo kamama. Remandes de mende yele si kala. Ramandes de yere mende si kama kama. In the name of Jesus, you will not be removed from your position. Do not be removed from your place, says the Spirit of the Lord. All that fight against you shall be knocked down one by one, and you will remain, and then you will increase. You shall not tall in that area, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will set you on high, and I will let everyone know that I am faithful, that I keep my word. For the word that I spoke unto you, and that which I speak unto you, I watch over, and you see this, says the Spirit of the Lord. You are immovable in the name of Jesus.